Good morning, His Tabernacle. How are we doing today? I am so excited to be here, and I'm so excited that this storm, this snowmageddon that's happening is not going to stop us. For those of you who are online, we want to welcome the Horseheads Campus online watching on Sunday morning, the Ithaca campus watching online, and everybody else who's joined us to watch live stream. We are so excited for what God is going to do in this place, in this house. If you would right now, just comment where you're watching from. If you're watching from Elmira or Dryden or Ithaca or somewhere in another state, we want to hear from you. And just because this is a live stream service on Sunday morning, that doesn't mean we don't participate. So worship in your home with us. If you like something Pastor Spencer's saying, make sure you type amen or share your prayer testimonies. So as we prepare to go into a time of worship, let us just pray. So Father, we thank you for this service. We believe that you are going to do something supernatural in this house, in your house, and everywhere. So God, move in an incredible way. Holy Spirit, have free reign. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen.
Can I see somebody in this room who has the joy of the Lord this morning? Say, hey! All right, let's turn to somebody and say, you know, my God is glorious. My God is so glorious. Did you know that, Grace, that I serve a glorious God? Did you know that?
Yeah.
With you guys this morning to sing it out.
Shout it out.
Come on, let's just start praising his name. Thank you, Jesus. You are a marvelous God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You deserve the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, just worship him in your way. We want to encounter you this morning, Jesus.
What a wonderful name it is.
Jesus, Jesus, the name above all names. Let's just say that name together. If you're watching by a live stream, there is no distance in Jesus. He is omnipresent. Let's just together declare the name of Jesus this morning. Jesus, it is powerful and it is a wonderful name. Declare the name of Jesus over your day, over your life, over your family. Jesus, the name of Jesus is greater than anything you will ever face. Amen. I love this family so much. This right here, this hunger for God, despite what's thrown at us, this is what makes this family so awesome. God is so honored by our hunger. Those that hunger and thirst shall be filled. So today we're filling this house with hunger and thirst, and we shall be filled. We're entering into the time of our tithes and offering portion of worship, and this is such an awesome time. Yes, you may go back to your seats at this moment. Not our normal transition, I know. I said it last week, and I believe the week before, the hunger that is in this house for more of Jesus and next level is like no other time before. This house is hungry and ready to receive from the Lord. So as we enter into this time of tithes and offerings, it is such an honor and a privilege that we get to take our finances, our natural money, and put it in the hands of a supernatural God. This is why in this house, we tithe, we sow, we give, and we're good stewards, because that's us taking our natural money and putting it in the all-powerful, supernatural hands of God. That's what we're doing each week when we give. We're transitioning our finances from natural to supernatural. How many of you have experienced the supernatural finance of God? Amen. All over this house, all of us, because this house is filled with tithers, and God blesses. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. So if you'll stand to your feet, we're going to make our supernatural declaration. And I don't want this just to be routine ever. I want you to see your natural finances, when you bring this forward, going into the hands, like putting it into the hands of our supernatural, all-powerful God, and watch, expect what he's going to do in your finances. Expect what he's going to do to increase you and bless you and cover you, and his will be done on earth with your finances as it is in heaven. And there is more than enough. My God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. So if you're watching via live stream, we know this is a little bit different today because of the snow, but we thank you so much for watching. You can go ahead and give and tithe right online. There's text to give that will be going across the screen, and even on Facebook Live, there's hashtag donate, whatever amount you want to give, because God's house still goes on, whether there's snowstorms or not. You know, this week, we're still going to be feeding children. We're still going to be bringing the message to our youth. We're still going to be having the house of God still goes on. And it's our finances that cause the house of God to still go on. So I just encourage you that are watching, remember to still give your tithe and your seed to the Lord this week. And if you're from another house and you're watching online, make sure you give to your house in this time and season. We just want to pray over every house of God in our area right now before we give our finances today, that God will cover every church in our area, that he will continue to bless all of them. Father, we thank you so much for the faithfulness of the people at his tabernacle. God, we just thank you that we're able to take our amount of money and put it into your hands, and then you just do supernatural things with it. God, we pray over every house of worship in our area right now, that as the snow has come and affected their services, God, we just pray that you would cover them with increase and finances, that this would cause no harm to any body of Christ that's out there. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you bring increase, that you are the one that promotes your church and keeps it going. We thank you for it, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Repeat after me our supernatural declaration over our natural money. Let's put it in the supernatural. If I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse, and I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord.
Y'all, groups start back up January 13th. You can sign up at histabernacle.com/groups or on a Sunday at the Information Center. We want you to be part of a family that goes and grows together. We want to see you in a group.
Joey, why you gotta go everywhere and fart?
Why you gotta be dressed like that in public?
Why you gotta act stupid?
Why have I met 5-year-olds with better
things? Whoa! Guys, you're like newly married, newlyweds. I mean, you're already fighting this horribly? Jeez. All right, so guys, family, we have marriage class. It's in step 2 of Next Steps. It's starting January 29th, 7 p.m. Listen, you might be newly married, and you might have been married a long time. Either way, this class you want to be a part of to help you grow and mature in your marriage. So again, January 29th, step 2, marriage, 7 p.m. See you there.
Hi. I want you to know yesterday's weather was different from today's. Yesterday, we're on Ponce Inlet at 70 degrees, sitting on the Harley Davidson, getting some sunshine. And this morning, I literally could feel my sinuses from the outside of my body. It's an exciting day to be in the house of God. Doesn't it feel like a Sunday? I want you to know that today you're going to see a miracle. We're going to have a one-hour service. Pastor Obi he created a countdown for me. Dear Lord. Today I want to preach a quick message on something that's very encouraging. And I want you all to know that the title of the message is, All people have storms. I thought that was exciting, wasn't it? But here's the pinnacle. All storms come to an end. Turn to someone and say, my storms will come to an end. That's a fact. I want you to realize that by the end of this message is a reality that we can all grasp and live. And that is that even though there are troubled times that come into our lives, all storms come to an end. Amen? How many of you have been in the middle of a storm and you said, this is never going to end? Amen. And it came to an end. Thank God. Amen. Turn to someone and say, thank God. There's light on the end of the tunnel. What's a storm? It's a violent disturbance of the atmosphere. Isn't that interesting? A storm is a violent disturbance of the atmosphere. Today we're going to experience a storm. How many of you are excited about the snowstorm coming? Woohoo! Yeah, come on now. I don't mind the snowstorm. How many of you online can't wait for the snowstorm? In fact, you're in the middle of it right now. You're watching right now. And that storm has already come, and now it's starting to dissipate. But you're watching. The storm has caused a violent disturbance to our community as well. How many of you know that when a storm comes in life, it is a violent disturbance of the atmosphere that we usually dwell inside of? How many of you like comfort? How many of you don't like comfort? I didn't think so. We all want to be comfortable. The very first thing I did last night when we got home from Florida, we flew in, we landed about 7 o'clock at night, and I got home. The very first thing I did was start a fire in my wood stoves. And now I started it up, and smoke filled the house. Always fills the house. I don't know why. I got to learn how to use the wood stove. So smoke filled the entire house, but not too long after that, the embers were glowing, and I was warming my hands by that. And this morning when I got up, it was a deep, deep red, and it was glowing, and I threw an extra few logs on there, and the heat just radiated from that wood stove. And I enjoyed eating that's right. On the way home, by the way, I stopped and bought a steak. And this morning for breakfast, I had 2 eggs and steak as I sat by my wood stove, feeling the comfort of the warmth and the smell of the wood. I love that. Come on now. Can anybody say that's comfort? But we all know that even though inside I might be comfortable, outside there's going to be a storm. And I want you to realize that the plan of God is for you to live at peace inside while the storm is happening outside. You see, that's the plan of God. The plan of God is that even though everything is raging outside, you have a safety net. You have a place to go. You have a position that you can sit at. And when you're in the hand and the heart of God, I want you to realize that no matter how bad the storm is on the outside, you can be safe on the inside. We're going to learn 3 things today. I want to share them with you. Number 1, that we all have storms, but we all have Jesus. Number 2, that all storms come to an end. And everybody said, amen. And here it is. Number 3, don't give up in the middle of your storm. Amen? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2 says this. When you pass through the waters, I will be there. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. I want you to realize that God is on your side. He's not against you. He's for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Listen, the truth is that the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. You know, it's the normal thing to have trials that come into your life. I want you to realize that Jesus will never use what he delivered you from as a trial in your life. Did you get that? Jesus will never use sin in your life. Jesus will never use sickness in your life. Come on now. Jesus will never use poverty in your life. He will not use what he delivered you from as a way to bring a trial and tribulation into your life. Whenever you see those 3 things attacked in your life, you know that the storm is diabolical. So as a diabolical, that means that you've got to address it not in passivity, but you've got to be aggressive. Whenever you see something coming against you in a sinful manner, you know you've got to take an aggressive posture. That is never a storm that comes from God. The Bible says that God can tempt no man with sin, James chapter 1. We know that sickness, by his stripes we were healed. Not just are, but we were healed 2,000 years ago. He'll never use sickness in your life because he said all of the evil diseases that came upon Egypt, God can tempt no man with evil. And we know that Christ delivered us from poverty, and poverty is nothing more than imprisonment. And Christ did not bring you to poverty. Christ brought blessing into your life. So all of those three things, you know, are never a storm from God. They're from the enemy. And you and I need to grasp this, that if the enemy is coming against you, you cannot wish him out. You cannot coax him out. You've got to cast him out. Can I hear an amen? I said, can I hear an amen? Man, when you see that coming against you, take an aggressive, authoritative process, and you make a declaration. In the name of Jesus, I cancel this storm in my life. In the name of Jesus, I command the devil to get out of my life. In the name of Jesus, get behind me. And that devil's got to obey you in Jesus' name. He said, I've given you all authority over the power of the devil. When those storms come, you know 100% that you can have victory. But there are other times that other types of storms come in our life. Can I hear an amen? Some are unexpected. In fact, let's be real. Most storms that come in our lives are unexpected. Some are actually forecasted. Why do you think you're here? Why do you think you're here on Saturday morning at 10 a.m.? Because they have forecasted a storm that's coming to our area. And we made plans to come against the storm. And then some, you'll realize, that are not just, some are just unexpected. Some are forecasted. And some, listen now, let's just be honest, some of us have brought our own storm in our own lives. We could sit and ponder on that one. Some of us have caused our own problems. Some of us have caused our own storms. And no matter, I just got good news for you. No matter what type of storm is in your life, God is still on your side. Amen. God is not against you. God is for you. Say it right out loud with me. My storm will end. Come on, I can't hear you on live stream. My storm will end. Come on, tell the person next to you, my storm will end. Come on, somebody right there online, you need to call somebody. You know somebody right now that is dealing in the middle of the storm. They're getting ready to give up. Come on, you need to call them right now and say, your storm will end. Come on, tell the person next to you, my storm will end. Now, you see, when it's a forecasted storm, it's pretty easy to come against. Can I hear an amen? But it's those unexpected storms that, man, kind of take us by surprise. You know, just think about this, honestly. 50, 60 years ago, they didn't have the National Weather System. They didn't have any of that stuff. You know, they didn't have, you know, the TV broadcast. You looked at the sky and said, yep, doesn't look good. But you still didn't know what kind of storm you were getting. The great part about this is that God knows all things. Can I hear an amen? God knows your end from your beginning. And I don't know what storm you're going through, but I've got good news for you. You are going to make it. Why? Because your storm is going to end. Listen now, I got one more thing to say. God knew the storm was coming before it ever got to you, and God has never planned you to fail, only to succeed. So you can't fail if you keep your eyes on Jesus. Tell somebody else, my storm will end. I can't hear you. Shout it out loud. My storm will end. Now, I want you to hear that because some of you are in the middle of a storm and you're saying, is this ever going to stop? And I've got good news for you. Your storm will end. Amen? I said amen. Now, when it's a forecasted storm, you kind of see things coming along. Now, my wife and I have an early warning system inside of us. His name is the Holy Ghost. I want you to realize that if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you, how many of you are born again? I said, how many of you are born again? I can't hear you. How many of you are born again? Then that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you. That means you got the early warning system. I remember one time my wife and I were at a board member's house, and we were having supper. We didn't realize we were supper, but we were having supper. And I walked out into out on the front deck, and I'm standing there. Nobody else is with me. I'm just standing there, and I had this nasty, ucky, foul feeling inside. And I said, something's not right. Now, my wife walked out on the porch, and I looked at her, and I said, do you got some kind of feeling? She goes, I got this nasty, ugly feeling inside. And let me tell you, the food was good. It wasn't the food. It wasn't even the people or nice people. But what happened 3 days later is we found out that the woman who was our treasurer resigned because she hadn't been paying the bills. We had a shutoff notice for the electricity. We had a shutoff notice for the heat. We had a shutoff, and she resigned instantaneously and left. And there was like $2,000 back in those days. $2,000 was a lot of money when we had a small congregation. And I said, oh, now. But what was awesome was that God warned us 3 days in advance. There was a forecasted storm coming. I didn't know what the storm was, but I know this, that if I pray in the Holy Ghost. Ah, come on now. When I pray in the Spirit, when I pray in tongues, that God will make a way where there is no way, that God will thwart a storm where there is no other way possible. What I love about the Holy Ghost is he gives you the forecasted storm. You might not know it, but you can start praying through it. Come on, can I hear an amen? You see, turn to someone and say, your storm is almost over. You see, all storms come to an end. Those forecasted ones, you know, those forecast. What, honey, you just keep talking to me. I love you. Do you guys hear it in the background? Talk to the camera. Talk to the camera. Talk to the camera. Talk to the camera. Honey, do you want to talk to them? Today, the storm hits. They figure around 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon, things are going to start unloading us. They said that in the nighttime, we're going to get sometimes 3 inches of snow an hour. Wow. And I want you to realize that I've heard the forecast. So I have already in the back of my pickup truck my gas can. I know we've already got a plan. We're going to stop over to the supermarket. Last night on the way home, I grabbed a steak, but I also grabbed 3 bags of salt. Why? Because I know there's a forecasted storm, so I'm preparing for the storm before it gets here. Some of us never prepare for the storm before it gets to us, so it shocks us when it arrives, even when it's forecasted. Man, you got to get into the Word. Come on now. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing. The Word of God brings faith into your life. The Word of God, come on now, changes situations, changes the violent atmosphere. Who is the Word? Jesus is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Come on now. The more you're in the Word, the more you're preparing for the forecast. The more you pray, you're praying through the forecast. Amen? We've got to be consistently praying, consistently in the Word, consistently on our journey, consistently moving forward, consistent. This is not something that is a temporary factor or that we stop after a week and a half. This is consistency is everything. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Shout it out loud. Consistency is everything. Some people, the only consistency in their life is they get out of bed every morning. And then some people struggle with that one. I want you to realize that consistency will help you keep your job. Amen. Consistency will help you keep your marriage. Consistency will help you keep it going. Amen. Consistency is everything.
and your consistency in the house of God, your consistency in the word of God, your consistency in your prayer time, your consistency in your prophesying time, your consistency in your speaking in tongues time, your consistency is going to bring you through every forecasted storm, every surprising storm, any storm, even the ones you bring on yourself, you can get yourself through. Everything is about learning how to be consistent. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You see, storms are going to come to an end. Mark chapter 4, 35 through 41 says this. On the same day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And the other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm, come on now, a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat on the boat so it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we're dying?" And Jesus rose and rebuked the wind and the sea. "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the winds and the waves obey him?" I want you to know that, oh, it's important now, even at times in the middle of the will of God, you'll have a storm. Selah. Some people say, "Well, you know, things are going bad. It must be out of God's will." Oh, no, 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 no. Jesus said, "I only do what the Father told me to do. I only go where the Father told me to go. I only say what the Father told me to say." And Jesus said, "Let us get in the boat, go to the other side." So we knew it was the will of God to them for them to go to the other side. But there was a difference between those who learned how to live in the middle of the storm and those who lived in the fear of the storm. You see, when you fear the storm, a lot of people look at Job and use him as the excuse for sickness and disease in their life and loss in their life. I want you to know Job's whole life, that whole portion, the book of Job only lasted 9 months. And this is what was said. The things that Job feared the most came upon him. Job feared the storm, which opened the door for the enemy to bring it. When Job repented in Job 42, everything is lost was brought back double. You see, there's a reality to where the disciples are in this boat. They're professional fishermen, and they're going to the other side. Why? Because the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Jesus said, "We're going to the other side." I want you to realize this. Even at times when you're walking in the will of God, a storm is going to come in your life. But something that Jesus had, he had the peace of God that passed all understanding. He did not care what came against him atmospherically. He cared where he was internally. And the internal principles of God's word were this, and that is, if God says I'm going to the other side, it don't matter what the atmosphere does. It doesn't matter how violent the environment is. I know this one thing. If he said walk this way, I'm going to walk this way. If he says go this way, I know I'm going to make it. Why? Because if God says you're going to make it, it don't matter what the atmosphere is. It doesn't matter what the environment says. It matters what God says. So some of you are going through some trials and you're saying, "Well, you know, maybe I'm not this or maybe I'm that." No, no, maybe you are. And you got to start resting on the pillow. Let the peace of God rule your hearts and your mind. The word rule is Colossians chapter 3. The word rule there means govern. A governor. What's a governor? How many of you have ever seen a riding lawnmower? You put it in the highest gear. You're going pretty good, right? I want you to realize there's a governor on that engine, which means this. It only allows it to go so far. You take the governor off that riding lawnmower, baby, shoom, you're cruising. You're in danger sometimes because you're out of control. You see, let the peace of God rule your heart, govern your heart, because the moment the peace is gone, you know you're not in the right spot. You see, you can be in the midst of the storm and still be in enough peace so you can rest on the pillow. But when you're trusting in yourself and not trusting in the Lord, then you're trusting in the arm of the flesh and not in the principles of the Spirit. So when you learn how to rest in God, you learn how to look at a storm and not allow fear to creep up on you, because you know this: trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Come on now. With God on your side, baby, you cannot fail. Turn to someone and say, ah, my storm is almost over. Amen. Mark chapter 14, I'm almost done. I got 9 minutes and 5 seconds. Ah! Mark chapter 14, verse 28 through 32. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, if it is you, command me to come on the water. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter had gotten out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, how many of you think that's pretty stinking cool? But when he saw that the wind was loud, sometimes that storm is loud. Sometimes that storm is overwhelming. Sometimes that storm takes your attention, and that's exactly what happened here to Peter in his life. You see, he did something that all the other disciples stayed in the boat. But here's Peter stepping out on nothing to land on something. Here's Peter, literally, not figuratively, walking on the water to see Jesus. But a storm was present. The wind started howling. The wind was boisterous, which means extremely loud. And the waves were licking at his feet. And this is what Peter did. He took his eyes off the one who created environment and put his eyes on the environment. You see, when you take your eyes off the one who created and put your eyes on the creation, you're always in a doomed position. Selah. When you take your eyes off of Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, and you put it on the boisterous wind that is trying to distract you, I want you to know that some people have been distracted to death. See, Peter, when he was distracted, when that storm came in his life that took his eyes off of Jesus, he was wise enough on the way down. Come on now. He was wise enough on the... Come on now. He was wise enough on the... I can't hear you on live stream. He was wise enough on the... that he called out to Jesus. I want you to realize, those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I don't care how low you might be. You might only have a pinky above the water. I want you to know if you call on him, he's got you. I want you to know you might even be completely submerged. You got some bubbles left over. But if you call on his name, man, he's right there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Your storm's almost over. Come on now, your storm's almost over. You're going to make it, baby. Tell somebody, you're going to make it. Isn't it good to know that whether it's forecasted? Now, look. Peter's problem was his own problem. Because watch, he was already walking on the water. It was working. It wasn't until he allowed the storm to distract him. The first one, it just came out of nowhere. Unexpected. Whether your storm is unexpected, whether your storm is forecasted, or whether your car's your own, you've got to get in your spirit. My storm will end. Amen. They're already telling us by tomorrow morning, this storm is going to be gone. This storm is going to be over by tomorrow morning. Listen, we're preparing for it. We're setting ourselves up for success for it. Listen now, if you don't set yourself up for success, you set yourself up for stress. And you can blame the devil all you want, but the devil don't have any authority in your life but what you give him. So the real stress that's in our life is that we postured ourselves to say, I'm not prepared for the storm. My shovel is already out at the door. I'm already ready. When I get home, I'm going to bring in 6 loads of wood. So I don't need to go out in -7 degrees on Monday morning. I've got my seed broadcaster all set. I'm going to pour salt in that, and I'm going to broadcast my whole driveway. I have my battery tender on the ATV that houses the plow. And I went out last night and just went, wee, 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 boom, it started right up. But I know this, I need more fuel. So before I go home today, I'm going to make sure my gas can is full. I don't know what storm you're going through, but I want you to know you're going to make it. I want you to know you can't give up. I want you to know you can't sink. I want you to know, come on though, call on God, he'll throw you a buoy. Call on a faith friend, they'll pray you through. But you're going to make it. Turn to someone and say, your storm is almost over. Come on, tell somebody else, your storm is almost over. I just want you to know that today as your pastor, we all go through storms. It's normal. Storms come in our life. Storms come in our hearts. Problems come. Most are, woo, I didn't even see that coming. Some are forecasted and some we've caused our own. But there's good news. And that is, if you don't lay down going through, you're going to make it through. There's something called hypothermia. That is when your body temperature, your core temperature drops too low. They say you got to keep moving, at least keeping the blood flowing. What happens when hypothermia takes over to a certain extent? You get what's called euphoric. That's why many people, I remember when my dad and I and my grandfather used to hunt in northern Maine. And every year, somebody, they call them flatlanders, somebody from New Jersey or Massachusetts or Connecticut would die in the woods of hypothermia. And they would usually find them naked. What happens when you get to a certain place in your body core temperature where it's so low, you get euphoric and you literally start to strip. Literally, you take your clothes off. And all of a sudden, now you literally freeze to death. When I did scuba dive, my wife and I were scuba diving. That was something that's happened, and I remember one day they went looking for a young man who had gone too deep and he went up too quick. And he got the bends. He got euphoric, and he started taking all his gear off. And they found him about over 100 feet down in the water just floating. God did not create you to drown. God did not create you to fail. God did not create you to survive. God created you to become more than an overcomer. God created you to be a conqueror through Christ Jesus our Lord. God created you to overachieve. And when a problem comes in your life, when storms come in your life, and some of you are dealing with them right now, and man, you got your face painted on right, man, you're walking right, everybody thinks you're okay, but inside it's raging hard. I want you to hear me now. Your storm is almost over. I want you to hear me. Your storm is almost over. I want you to hear me now. Your storm is almost over. Call on Jesus. He'll be right there. And you got to make a decision that I refuse to drown. Yeah. I refuse to die. Yeah. I refuse to give up. I refuse to lay down. I'm going to make it because my God is able to do abundantly above all I could even ask or imagine. And I am convinced of this one thing, that he who has begun a good work in me shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I refuse to survive. I will thrive because no matter what the storm, I have somebody going through it with me. His name is Jesus, and I can't fail. Amen. I said, amen. Turn to somebody and say, my storm is almost over. But you see, if you're in the middle of it, don't just always cry out for the end of it. Praise yourself through it. And you'll find the joy of the Lord will always be your strength. Amen? I said amen. So today, I don't know what your storm is. I don't know what your trial is. And I do know you just saw a miracle. Pastor Spencer is done. No matter what storm you're going through, right now, you know, you're not in the building right now. You're watching from home. You're watching from work. I don't know where you're watching, but this I know, that God placed you right here at this moment, at this time, to hear this message because you were ready to give up. Whether you're in this room or on live right now, you need to know this, that Jesus cares. He's in the boat. You might not hear him running around, but he's in the boat. And you might just need to wake him up. Some of our storms are supernaturally dispersed. And some of our storms, he walks us through. Either way, your storm will come to an end. Amen? And either way, supernaturally or going through, you're going to walk out with more faith than you had when you went in. If you keep the faith. Amen? Walk by faith and not by sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your supernatural ability to move. And God, bring our trials and tribulations and our storms to an end. But Lord, if you always do that for us, then we never trust you more. So God, I thank you that some are actually going through their storm right now. And Lord, I pray that even as Paul declared, your grace, your power is sufficient for me. God, I know that you didn't cause us to bring failure. Lord, you caused us to bring success. So Lord, everybody in this room, we just speak. Everyone watching on live stream, we just speak life to them right now. I command, if it's a diabolical attack, you foul demon from hell, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to be rebuked and get off and get away. We speak as Jesus said. I command the winds and the storms cease. But Lord, if we're taking our eyes off of you, I pray you'll pick us up when we start to sink. I pray, oh God, that our eyes will stay straight on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory. This morning, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that's the most important thing in your life. You see, I don't understand people. Some people have said to me, well, they're Christians, and they say, where's God? Let me tell you something. No matter how hard the storm is, can you imagine it without God? Can you imagine the storm without God? Today, if you don't know Jesus, you're doing your storms alone. And I want you to know that, take my yoke upon you, for it's easy, and I'll give you rest. Cast your cares on me, Jesus said, for I care for you. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I want to introduce you to the journey. And the journey is the walk with God. Whether you're here in this building or on live stream right now, the walk with God is waiting for you. God is waiting to partner with you. God is waiting to call you his child, his son and daughter. God is waiting to enter into you so that you become the temple of the Holy Ghost. Today, if you need Jesus as your Savior, you want him in your life, I'd like you to slide your hand up right now. I want to pray with you. If you're watching by live stream right now, come on, fill it out right now. Just start speaking right now. Fill it out. You can respond. Say, I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Someone's going to respond to you right now on live stream, right where you are. Is there anybody in the building right now that needs Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? I'm not going to wait long. 5, 4, come on, get your hand up. 3, 2, last call, and 1. Could I have the prayer team come around the front of the altar? This morning, move quickly, please. This morning, if you need prayer, you're going through a storm and you can't seem to see the way out. Maybe fear has gripped you, and I want you to know the Bible says that God's perfect love casts out all fear. If you have fear stronger than faith, God today wants to reprogram you, rebuild you, and strengthen you. So this morning, as we're going to dismiss, I told you we're going to keep it at an hour, and I'm over time by 35 seconds. This morning, if you need prayer, these folks right here are going to pray you through. Sometimes we just need someone to pray with us. Can I hear an amen? Two shall touch one thing, and it's going to be done. Sometimes we just need someone to, with faith that will walk with us, walk through us. Amen? But maybe you're just so discouraged, you're wondering. I want you to know these folks are going to pray you right through this morning. We love you. We believe in you. Listen now, if you're watching by live stream, I do just got to say this one more time. You know, if you're watching by live stream, you need to reach out. Come on, type right in that comment section. Someone's going to minister to you right now. They're waiting for you. Can we pray? Father, I just speak life to this body in the name of Jesus. God, I speak power in the name of Jesus. I speak grace, the power to live successfully in the name of Jesus. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I declare, God, no matter what way the enemy comes in, he's going to have to flee seven ways. God, I declare, no matter what the storm is, it's almost over. And we will grow as we know. As we draw closer to you, Jesus, we will walk by faith and not by sight for the glory of heaven. In Jesus' name, keep everybody safe through the storm. And Lord, if somebody is in need, even in the practical realm, let them call on your name. And we know you'll appear and touch their life. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. We love you. Have an awesome week. I know it's strange. Doesn't it feel like Sunday? We love you. Have an awesome week. If you need prayer, make sure you make your way to the front of the room. Come on now. Make sure you come up to have somebody lay hands on you, pray with you, and agree with you. In Jesus' name.